This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The state is asking anglers to avoid fishing on a four-mile stretch of Tamichi Creek east of Gunnison. The voluntary closure starts at noon each day. Warm weather temperatures and low flows mean fish experience increased stress when caught. The state says anglers might find it difficult to release fish safely. If anglers want to hit the popular fishing spot, the state asks for folks to visit in the morning. Colorado's COVID-19 metrics are showing improvement, though transmission is still elevated. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Hospitalizations for confirmed COVID-19 cases fell on Wednesday for the first time in more than 2 months. They dropped from 323 to 304, according to the state dashboard. Transmission may be easing as well. About 2 weeks ago, the positivity rate, the rate of positive tests, rose to nearly 13%. On Monday, it fell to 11.2%. Subvariants of Omicron are driving infections. One known as BA.2.12 made up about 60% of cases, but other new super-transmissible strains like BA.4 and BA.5 make up a growing share of cases. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Denver's Cherry Blossom Festival returns this weekend for the first time in 3 years. The pandemic put the annual celebration on hiatus, but on Saturday it will bring taiko drumming and teriyaki stands back to the city's Sakura Square. There will also be martial arts demonstrations and lessons about how to trim your bonsai tree. The free festival runs through Sunday night. Right now in Denver, it's 90 degrees and mostly cloudy. In Grand Junction, it's 81 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.